Okay, so for today's deep dive, we've got a story.
Ooh, a story.
Yeah, it's about these twins, Susie and Stuart. They're always out in their backyard, looking for adventures.
Like, yeah, dude.
Exactly. I mean, the backyard's basically their own little world. So imagine it's a sunny afternoon, right?
Ah, perfect for adventuring.
Right. And they're out there searching for hidden treasures. Maybe a cool rock or a pretty leaf or something.
The best kind of treasure.
And as they're looking around, they spot this long line of ants.
Ooh, ants.
Yeah, tons of them, all marching across the grass, carrying these tiny pieces of food, like way bigger than them.
That's amazing, though, how they can carry so much.
It really is like a little ant parade working
It's like
together.
their own little society, right? With all these different jobs.
Yeah, and all communicating somehow. It's crazy to think about.
We still don't even understand everything about how they do it.
Right. But anyway, back to Susie and Stuart. So they're watching all these ants, totally fascinated, and then they see it. There's this puddle right in the ants' path.
That can't be good for them.
Yeah, I mean, even a little puddle for an ant, it's like a huge lake. They could drown.
Or get swept away. It's dangerous.
And Susie and Stuart, they realize this and they feel bad for the ants.
Oh, that's so
They're
sweet.
like, we got to help these little guys out. Because, even tiny creatures deserve kindness. And
Exactly. It doesn't matter how small they are.
so they decide to build a bridge.
A bridge for ants.
Yep. They start gathering little twigs and leaves.
And like pebbles, I bet.
Oh, for sure. Pebbles, too. Anything they can find. And they carefully start putting it all together over the puddle.
Like a little construction project. I love it.
And you know what? It works.
No way. The ants actually used it.
They did. They marched right over that little bridge, no problem, and continued on their way back to their ant home.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Good for them. And good for Susie and Stuart.
It is a happy ending. They used their problem-solving skills and helped out these tiny creatures.
And they were kind and compassionate. Makes you wonder what other little creatures out there could use our help, right?
Totally. Like maybe a ladybug needs help getting onto a leaf or.
Oh, or a worm trying to get back to the dirt.
Yeah. It's something to think about. Next time you're out exploring, keep an eye out for those little guys.
Everyone needs a helping hand sometimes, no matter how big or small.
Well said. All right. That's our deep dive for today. Thanks for listening. And until next time, happy exploring, everyone.
Bye.